to make any sense of the gospel today. Last week, we heard Jesus go on Passover into the temple in Jerusalem and drive out the animals and turn over the tables of the money changers. And he said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." And he was speaking of the temple of his own body being raised up. After that incident, the Gospel of John says, when Jesus was in Jerusalem during the Passover festival, many believed in his name because they saw the signs that he was doing. And then, the very next thing that happened was, there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jewish people. And he came to Jesus in the dark of night. He said to Jesus, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus asked, "How can anyone be born after having grown up? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" And Jesus answered, "I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the Spirit is spirit." And then Jesus said, what we hear in the gospel today. So it makes a little more sense, if you know that it was in that context that he said, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." And then, as we heard, he went on to describe God's love and what it is to live in the light of God's eternal life. You really have to know that background to make sense of Jesus saying that. But you have to know some other background too, don't you? You have to know our first reading from today. The reading from the book of Numbers. And for that, we have that passage about the serpent, the snake. It's the Israelites in the desert complaining again. God, we know, had led them out of slavery and out of suffering in Egypt, and parted the sea and was leading them to the promised land, miraculously escaping Pharaoh's army. And yet the people still did not trust that God was taking care of them. This is now one of many of the times that the people did not trust that God would save them. And they complained, and each time, God did something miraculous to save them. They came to Marah, but they couldn't drink the waters there because they were bitter. The people complained to Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" Moses cried to Yahweh. Yahweh showed him a tree. Moses threw the tree into the water, and the water became sweet. Then after that, the entire assembly of the children of Israel complained, saying they didn't have food. So God sent them manna in the wilderness. you follow the example of his life, you can experience God's eternal life in this world, here and now. You will live the eternal life of the joy that comes in giving and receiving love. In, as we just sang, quitting your cares and worries and laying them at the foot of the cross as you look up. God sent the Son into the world that we may follow and have his love. And Jesus is raised up after his death on the cross. As he is raised up from the tomb, from death to life beyond this life, with the promise of raising us up as well. So look up. Look up to the one on the cross. Raise your sights to follow him in his way, and rejoice.